Morning, everyone.
Morning.
My name is Ying Smith. I went on the Mexico trip, so I just want to share with you my experience. So I went on this trip unprepared and didn't think much about it. Some of you know I was not supposed to go. My husband was supposed to go with my son, but he broke his thumb. So not that I wish he would do that again, but in a way, I thank him for breaking thumb. Because what I got out from this trip was way more than what I expected. So first of all, you probably saw the slide knowing the work was really hard, especially for people like me who's not used to labor work. A lot of heavy lifting, mixing concrete and cutting wood without power tool. But at the same time, the work was very rewarding through the hot sun, the dust, and the noise. No one was complaining because we enjoyed every moment. We're fulfilled because we're there to do God's work, because we're able to do our small part to help others, and because we're in the great company of each other. All of us came together by our own choice to work hard to accomplish a mission. What really impressed me was how everyone was very kind and supportive to each other, especially to a rookie like me. So one memorable moment I would like to share was, we're cutting wood, and I never done that without power tool before. So a high schooler gave me the instruction. I thought, well, I'll give it a try. So about two-thirds way in, I was really losing my juice. But the two young boys cheered me on, say, yeah, Ying, you're doing great. You can do it. Then I thought, yes, I can do it. So that's how I learned to cut wood without power tool. So it was a time for me to unplug from my everyday life to think what really matters. It was a time to appreciate what we have and really get a better understanding of what other, those families are struggling with. I believe by doing the hard work through the sweat, tears, and hugs, we make the connection with the families we helped. Pastor Dave shared that Lydia, one of the women who lost her home, said to him that she thanked us and she would pray for us, and she would pray for all of us. I know that we'll always pray for her and the families we helped. Thank you all.